The annual Serve and Protect event at the Tennessee Aquarium will be held on September 4th at the Aquarium and IMAX Theater. Serve and Protect promotes sustainable seafood practices and encourages people to try new seafood and learn more about healthy choices that are good for you and good for the environment. I spoke with Chef Barton Seaver. As a chef, Barton Seaver has opened 7 restaurants and received numerous awards. Seaver has published cookbooks and several articles for culinary magazines. Now he's walked away from the restaurant business to accept a fellowship with the Explorer Program at the National Geographic Society. Currently, Seaver is the director of the Healthy and Sustainable Food Program at the Center for Health and the Global Environment at Harvard's School of Public Health. What does being a National Geographic Fellow mean to a premier chef?
National Geographic has generously supported my work as I have explored global marine food production systems, specifically looking at how conservation leads to net positive human impact. So looking at the economic structures of fisheries, how those impact culture and heritage of a particular area, and most importantly, the public health aspects of resilient fisheries, which are the driver of thriving human communities.
There's more to fishing than just taking the fish out of the water and selling it to someone. It is a community, as you said, and it has its own language, its own culture, and it's usually within families.
Yeah, there is a long tradition of fishing as, you know, a family heritage profession. In America, we don't have many examples of the apprenticeship program that is common in many countries. But, the fathers and mothers pass down the traditions of fishing through the family. Fishing communities are incredibly interlinked in that for every fishing job, there are 3 subsidiary jobs, from ice to trucking, processing, sales. And so in these fishing communities, everyone's success is interlinked. That's something that's very important to understand about fisheries, is that we tend to stand on a dock and gaze wistfully out at the wine dark sea and imagine that as a fishery. But much as a hunt or a farm does not exist in nature, but rather they are measures of human effort put forth to put food on our tables, well, so too is a fishery. It is a human economic system. A fishery is probably better represented by standing on that dock and looking inshore at the mortgages on people's houses, at public schools, at the families who've lived in a certain area for generations. And when we talk about sustaining seafood, we're also talking about sustaining communities. That's really become a lot of the focus of my work with National Geographic, is how do we sustain the cultures and our own health that we rely upon the ocean for?
There's a lot said in the press nationally about the impact on the environment, damaging the fish and making it unhealthy to eat. A lot of scientists I've spoken with have said that that's really not the case. The fish bounce back rather quickly. Have you found any ties to unhealthy eating of fish?
Well, there are certainly biotoxins that accumulate in fish, methylmercury being probably the most commonly familiar one. Pregnant women of childbearing age, have for a long time been urged to not eat seafood. But we have to take these things in context. The bottom line is the omega-3s that are present in most seafood are, in fact, so much more healthy for us than the toxicity is bad. A colleague of mine at Harvard University, Dr. Darius Mosafarian, studied this. And in fact, the science is leading us to believe that we're simply not eating enough fish. Now, don't get me wrong, no one's telling you to go chew on the silver end of a thermometer, but eating seafood is an incredibly healthful way, incredibly healthful item to introduce into your diet. But we also have to look at it in terms of the context of the whole grocery store. If you don't buy the fish, what do you buy instead? Well, in America, it's red meat. We eat 15 pounds per person per year of seafood, and we eat average it about 200 pounds of red meat per person a year. The environmental impacts of red meat could quite legitimately be argued to be far worse than those of fishing, and seafood is without a doubt healthier for you than is red meat. When we talk about sustainability and health, there's often quite an interplay of different interests that perform a very complex algorithm, makes decision-making very hard.
A lot of the promotion and push of Serve and Protect, our sustainable seafood program here at the Tennessee Aquarium in Chattanooga, is sustainable fishing methods and improving the ecosystem of the oceans and waterways to ensure that the fish that we do farm and we do collect have the best chance of being as healthy as possible and promoting repopulating the ocean. What about the concept that a lot of the native denizens of the sea are dying off in large numbers? Does that impact our need for sustainable seafood as a part of our diet?
Well, it certainly does, but seafood stocks are quite resilient. And a great example of this was after the incredibly unfortunate Deepwater Horizon oil spill, where the snapper fishery was effectively completely shut down, the amount of snapper the following year in the water were at population levels that anecdotally people had never before experienced. Seafood fish are incredibly resilient, and if given a chance, they can bounce back. Now, there's some examples where that hasn't happened, such as the New England cod fishery. We altered the balance of nature. We basically shifted the predation cycle so that cod are no longer the top predator, but rather now they are predated upon by the things they used to eat. Now, when it comes to sort of restoring the oceans, though, there's such a diversity of seafood that one of the major and I think most important strategies to developing sustainable relationship with the oceans is to eat diversely from them. In America, 95% of the seafood that we eat is accounted for by only 10 species, and 91% of that seafood we eat is imported. But in America, there are 253 managed species. There are over 480 species available, and yet we're not willing to eat those, despite the fact that the ocean is willing to give them to us. And so by diversifying our diet, by trying new things, by simply buying the catch of the day, we create more rational economies that equally value every fish in the ocean and thus reduce pressure on specific species, allowing nature to act in balance.
You're going to be in Chattanooga?
I am. I'm excited. I've never been there before.
What do you hope to bring to Serve and Protect? What is the strongest message you can give to the city of Chattanooga for sustainable seafood?
I think the most important thing is that we develop confidence and trust in domestically produced seafood, which is regulated as best as any fisheries in the world, that we are taking opportunity to support American jobs, and that we are eating healthfully. My take on sustainable seafood is one of great optimism. And I believe that the message we should be spreading is not to be trepidatious about seafood, not to be put off by the confusion and the mass amounts of differing information, but rather to have confidence that eating seafood is good for us, it is good for this country, and that by choosing to purchase domestically produced seafood, we are choosing to support systems that we believe in. I believe that boycotts are far more effective than boycotts. And how we choose to spend our dollars builds systems we would like to participate in, whereas a boycott sort of passively denies our money from a system. I just think that, especially with domestic seafood, there's a real opportunity to really support the fishermen and the fisherwomen who have, for centuries, supplied food for our tables.
What's your favorite seafood recipe?
My favorite seafood recipe is, quite honestly, just about any piece of fish that'll fit on a grill. I think that fish and smoke are just about perfect together. I have a few favorite fish, bluefish, mackerel, sardines, herring. I tend to like the oilier, richer, flavored fish. Seafood grilled over a smoky fire with a splash of lemon juice and torn herbs on top, something like parsley or cilantro, just torn by hand and sprinkled over top. You're really not going to get much better than that. Whenever you do sit down to a meal of seafood, you know, be mindful of the impact that your choices have on your body and on your community and on the ocean. And also celebrate the fact that we are able to eat seafood and continue to participate in the bounty that the oceans provide.
Chef Barton Seaver will be facing Chef Nico Romo as part of the festivities for Serve and Protect. They will be featured in a friendly cook-off at the IMAX Theater on September 4th. There will be several local restaurants offering sustainable seafood choices in tandem with the Serve and Protect event to encourage diners to try something new. The seafood featured this year is blue mussels. Tickets are available online. Visit the web at TennesseeAquarium.com for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.